And I'm Jade.
And today we're talking breakups part two.
I was going to say numero uno. Numero duo.
It's like duo if it's Italian, dos if it's
dos, yeah.
Spanish.
Dos.
Dos. Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know any others.
Uno, duo. Nope, that's still the same one. yeah, so breakups part two. I think last time we left off, we were... Three weeks ago?
Yeah, it was, I think three, probably almost a month ago.
A month ago.
And, like, also, I think for the last one, we were kind of in shambles a lot. Like, I don't think we really explained ourselves or, like, what the podcast is, so I think we'll give a better... We'll give a better podcast today.
Yeah, we'll give you some good podcast. Yeah, so maybe just like a little bit at the top about like who we are.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'll do you, Jade, and then you can do me.
Okay, yeah.
So Jade's my power five. No, okay, I'll start, okay, sorry. Yeah, so Jade and I have known each other for 6 years.
Yeah, perhaps.
Lived together, moved in, and you're a perfect stranger. Mm-hmm. And then you turned out to be the perfect friend. That's lame. Uh-huh. Anyway. Yeah, so Jade is interested in podcasting, nutrition, health, has a dog named Daisy. He's really cute. But yeah, Jade got me onto podcasts and things like that. So she's kind of the inspiration for this whole thing.
Thank you. Yeah, well, Ella and I, all of the things that Ella said about me... But back at her about living together, because we live together. And Ella's like a creative, guys. She's a bit of a creative, you know the type. She likes to do fun things. Hula hooping, for example.
Oh, yeah. I just started
that's a new
that.
One. That's a new one. And she's lovely. And, yeah.
Yeah, sweet. Well, that's us. And so our entire podcast deal is we're doing How Do I Deal? So it's... slightly advice-based podcasting.
It's we got the inspiration from Jennifer Love Hewitt herself. Like, that song spoke to me in so many ways.
It did. It touched me deep inside.
Yeah. How do I deal with my obsession with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
I don't know. Now we need someone else to write a song about how do I deal with Jennifer Love Hewitt obsession.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, J-Lo Hugh messaged us and was like, girls, please... Look, I don't think anyone's taking me seriously with the song, and I'd just like you to elaborate with the podcast. And we said, J-Lo, Hugh, that's totally fine.
Of course, babe.
No,
we got it. We got you.
Yeah. So, it's in the title, How Do I Deal? Essentially, like, us trying to deal with life and then telling you things that we've kind of figured out slightly.
Yeah, sort of, like, thus far.
Yeah, thus far.
Yeah, what we've... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's... That's the podcast, guys.
That's the podcast.
See you later.
Yeah, see you. Yeah. Peace. Yeah. Catch you on the flip side. Thank you, our sponsors. No, anyway. Yes.
We do have sponsors, by the way.
Oh, we do have a sponsor have this sponsors. Week. We'll wait for the...
Yeah, it's... Let's build it. Let's build it.
Yeah. All right, so... Yeah. Yeah, so breakups part two.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So I'm just trying to think where we sort of left off, because it was, for me, it was such a brain fart, the last one.
Yeah.
I can't really even remember where we left off. I think we I'd just broken up with quiet long hair.
Yeah.
Whoops, nearly had a slip.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, it's been, I guess, 3 weeks or close to a month or something. Yeah. And we are talking again, / seeing each other, not seeing each other like boyfriend and girlfriend, but I guess we're trying to see if we can have any sort of relationship, like... friendship or I'm not sure. So yeah, but I think I've worked really hard at accepting whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if we're not going to get back together, I've put in some man hours into like acceptance.
Yeah. So, actually, you said that the other day that you were saying I've been working really hard on accepting it, and I had this kind of I was like, that. Of course that's a thing. You don't just sit there and kind of wait for it to happen. You do have to work at accepting it.
Yes.
And I don't think I'd been doing that. I'd just been kind of like waiting it out. But after I heard you say that, I was like, oh no, you really do need to like work on accepting things.
Mm.
Which then I like, tried to do with turning things to yourself and trying to work on yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's, and like we discussed this the other night, I think this is like an important thing, I guess, for life in general, but we had this conversation about like, why aren't we just doing things that make us happy in life? Yeah. You know, like think about all the things that you love and do them. And I think that's really important, especially just after a breakup. One, to distract you, but also, yeah, to like make yourself happy again and like try and forget it. But it's really hard to forget it.
Mm.
And like our circumstances are completely different. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where, we're trying to discuss before where we're at the moment, because it has been a month.
Yeah.
And
a little bit longer. Since the last podcast, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think, honestly, the first podcast, I think we may have just been, like, rattling off, like, things we've, like, inspirational quotes we'd heard. Like, we was trying to be so fucking zen and, like, at peace with everything.
Yeah.
And, it's hard. It's fucking hard.
Yeah, it is. And like we were saying the other day that like for whatever reason at the 3 week point of like, you know, being broken up for 3 weeks, we were both like, obviously our 3 weeks were at different times, but we were both like, yeah, like so ready to go out and party. Like, where's all the dick at? Love it. Thirsty ass.
Yeah.
And that ended really quickly.
Yeah.
That was like the smallest window ever.
Yeah.
But I was like strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
I was Destiny's Children.
Yeah.
Like week three.
Yeah.
And now I'm a shell.
Yeah. I think I don't know if it's coming around in a cycle or if it's kind of like that first stage of maybe denial.
Yeah.
That was that 3 week mark where it was like, I think that is what it was. It's just like, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I'm going to go back to how it was beforehand and kind of like your brain tricking you into thinking that's the case, but then coming back around and being like, oh, actually, no, it's still kind of a grieving process and like, I'm still not ready. Mm. And I had a slip up the other day because I think we decided not to, if I've had a slip up, you have, not to talk to them. To like clear them out of the system.
Yeah.
But
we sort of made a rule, I guess, that was like no contact at all for at least 30 days.
Yeah.
And we both fucked it up.
Well, mine wasn't too bad.
No, yours wasn't. You did the 30 days,
yeah.
I think.
But yeah, I did. I Instagram liked.
Yeah.
And, like, he actually ended up messaging me and saying, stop liking
my... cease and desist order.
Stop liking my Instagram photos. Oh, but in the sweetest way, because it was, like... Because it was a mutual breakup, he was like, it's reminding me too much of you, and I start to miss you if I see that your name pops up on my Instagram.
Yeah.
But me, like...
And, like, that was the point.
That was the point. A duh, anxious long hair. Wait, was mine anxious?
Yeah.
But yeah, I got it. Yeah, you're right. A cease and desist letter. But, we've been in contact since and we decided, so I messaged him a couple of days ago and I was like, it was actually accidental. I'd opened up Facebook chat and I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to say something to him. Like, I don't know. It's been like 6 weeks now and I feel like we can get in contact again. And I was like, you know what? Nothing good is going to come from this. Actually, no. And so I threw my phone on my bed, left, went out into the kitchen, come back. And I had a message from him saying, is this your version of, Instagram liking for Facebook? And I was like, what is happening? And I sent that stupid thumbs up, which is like, you can press it like right next to the send button. Right.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, I'd just been so tough. Anyway, ended up saying, shit, sorry. That was actually an accident, which it was. And, I'd just been so excited with myself that I'd gone, I'm not going to message him. Girl power. Yeah, and then anyway,
throws bone.
Yeah, we ended up talking for a little bit and then got back to the decision of, we both, like, he was like, I'm very wary of our contact because we will slip back into the pattern of dating. And I said, you know what, that's really smart and I think we both should be wary. And I had a vulnerable moment, but let's go back to mutual no contact. And he was like, yep, cool. Kind of see you on the other side kind of thing. But
right. So do you think that there will be contact after this, like, grieving period is done?
Well, I'm starting to think that we may never be able to be friends.
Mm.
Because as soon as I... Like, it's been 6 weeks. It's kind of enough to shake the crazy part anyway.
Yeah.
And I still just went into crazy mode. Like,
yeah, okay.
I was like, oh, crap. Like, yep, still love you. How can I fix this? How can I get us back together?
Oh, God, yeah.
Because this is just dumb that we're not together. I can't understand... It doesn't even comprehend.
Yeah.
Because we both still want to talk to each other. But, yeah. So now it's like, I would love for us to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
I would adore it. But, like, I think the closest point in time that would be is, like, in the new year.
Okay.
And we're in,
yeah,
like,
right.
August now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, like, that's a good, like, frame to put on it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
In the new year, like, yeah. And like, take these next... 4 months. Sorry, I had to count those on my fingers.
Yeah.
to, yeah, like, build yourself back up and,
yeah,
like, make yourself happy and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I suppose, because when you think about it, when you're friends with someone, say, like, we're friends, if I don't... Say if I message you and say something like, blah, 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 whatever, and you don't message back, I'm just like, what else? She's just doing, you know,
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
But when I messaged Anxious Long Hair the other day, and he didn't message back... like straight away I'd gone into crazy town again,
yeah,
and that made me think, yeah, well, that's not gonna be, that's not friendship, is it?
Yeah,
'cause with friends it's a lot more casual,
yeah,
and yeah, it's interesting.
That's hard, but yeah, I guess that is hard to like slip into the friend zone,
yeah,
out of a relationship.
I when you're trying to always, like, it's the opposite. People are like, how do I get out of the friend zone?
Yeah, exactly. How do I get into it?
Yeah, let
how do
me
I get
in?
Into this exclusive club?
You guys, it's just me and all these, like, ugly, nice dudes. Guys, let me into the friend zone, please. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, with a quiet long hair... And I think we both don't really know what's happening, but we've decided to see each other once a week. I guess I almost feel like we're dating again.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel good. I feel good about whatever happens.
Yeah. It's just like...
And it's like really nice to see him and like...
Yeah.
It's been really good, like... I think for, you know, the first, like, 3 weeks or whatever it was, I kind of fell into this pattern of, I guess, like, thinking, like, putting quiet long hair into the same basket as every other person with a penis, like, you know, like, oh, like, such a wanker and, like, blah, 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 like, doesn't care about my feelings and, like, you know, I was getting really angry. And then as soon as I saw him, I was like, you're not like that at all. You're so lovely. You, like, really sensitive, like, of course you never meant to hurt my feelings and like blah blah blah. So it's been good. I think,
yeah, you're definitely out of anger.
I'm out sense. Of anger, yeah. But I there's a lot of like unsent messages in my phone that are like, you are a piece, like blah blah blah, like really fucking angry.
Hello you piece of shit.
Hello you piece of shit.
Good morning you piece of shit. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I think that we got a question from a person, and I resonated with me a lot because, and I think every other person who's not meant to be talking to the person they've just broken up with, or forbidden fruit, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, I'm just going to pick this up because I can't read sideways.
Yeah.
How do I deal with, oh, we put that on the front, so it sounds good. How do I deal with trying to call or message them? It's especially bad when I'm drunk or at night time. How do I deal? So, yes, this is really, really effing hard. So, essentially, a few tactics that, well, Jade and I had used.
Yeah.
One was... Jade messaging me things that she wanted to message to Quiet Long Hair.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, that was good. And it was also good because I was getting responses from you.
Yeah.
Like, not pretending to be Quiet Long Hair, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think if you can message a friend or family or something like that, that really helped me.
Yeah. Running it through your friends, like, so if you're drinking together, I think we did one in the car on the way home from a party where I think you were like, all right, well, I'm going to call him now.
Was this me?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think it was after cheese.
I don't even remember.
I'm going to call him now. Do you think that's a good idea? And I was like, oh, okay. You can call him, but it has to be at like 11 a.m. on a Tuesday.
That's right. Yeah.
And you were like, nah. That's dumb. I don't think so. And I was like, no, you're allowed to. And kind of, I don't know, giving each other different windows.
Yeah.
Because nighttime, because all of the things, I think there's an Arctic Monkey lyric that I want to say right now. It's like, things that happen at night. Oh, what's that song? Anyway, sorry. I'll just edit it in.
Sorry for you, Arctic Monkey train spotters out there.
Sausies. But yeah, like pretty much all the naughty things happen at night. For some reason, the darkness brings out the darkness.
Yeah.
And then alcohol also doesn't help.
Fuels that. I think like that's a good point. And that's like, obviously I don't even remember me being in the car being like, so I'm calling you.
Yeah.
Did I have Hungry Jack's in hand?
Yes. Yeah, I think, okay. Oh no. No, I didn't think I got us. Yeah.
Okay. But so ignoring that, that's what I was like in my tougher moments when I have wanted to message quite long hair. I've sort of said to myself like, yep, okay, you can message him, and like giving yourself like the allowance to message them, but it has to be tomorrow when you wake up.
Yeah.
Like write down the message, like do whatever you want, write it all down in your phone, whatever, but don't send it until the morning.
Yeah.
And then just see if you still want to in the morning, because like 9 times out of 10, in my personal experience, you don't.
Yeah. The other thing that I ended up doing was the first contact, I think, out of the Facebook likes and stuff, I had handwritten a letter.
Mm.
And so handwriting a letter seems to be a lot more cathartic because you're spending the time to make sure you know what you want to say, because the response isn't going to be instant.
Yeah.
And so...
And it's not something, I guess when you're like handwriting, you can't just press backspace and delete it. Like you sort of are putting a lot more thought into it, aren't you?
Yeah. And did end up like sending the letter and like felt really good because I said what I wanted to say and all that kind of stuff. But if you are, say, in the midst of the crazy part of the breakup, you could write the letter and then
hold on to it. Yeah.
And then maybe draft a few.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the main goal is to hold off for a minimum 30 days before sending anything too ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the 30 days is a good measure. Like I was reading a lot of different sort of like ideas on how long you should wait. Like I read somewhere that it should be a month for every year that you were together. So if that's a long-term relationship, that's like, for me, that'd be, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, which is insane to me, but it's, it could be good. But I think 30 days is a good like stepping stone. Like, that's a good
starting point. Yeah. I think the dust starts to settle after 30 days.
Yeah.
Especially if it was bad on, like, one end or even both ends. Like, you can take the time to get all the crazy, angry sort of stuff settled before you... Because, in your logical state of mind, you don't think... Day to day, you wouldn't think like that. It's just that one person that you think all the cray with.
Yeah. And actually, like, come to think of it, like, I probably had my angriest stage... Yeah, like last week and the week before. So like, you know, a month.
Yeah.
Just over a month.
Yeah.
I think. So yeah, I definitely, now that I think about it, 30 days. Not that we, anyway.
But since like doing the 30 days and getting up to 6 weeks, I think it's 30 days minimum because it's a personal preference. Like I was saying, I need longer. I need more time to not be... like active in that sort of relationship.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I actually need to be separated from them to shake the feelings off.
And you do, definitely. Yeah.
And I think also it'd be good, even if I am like still in love and think that they are the love of my life, it'd be good. And I'm trying to work on going on at least one date.
Yes. Okay.
So I've been hitting OkCupid hard and Tinder really hard. Can I tell you a funny message that I got from OK Cupid?
Do I know this?
It was on my Instagram.
Okay. I think so. Yep.
So some guy messaged me yesterday and he was like, "Wow, I could tell from the minute I saw you. You're nothing like those other girls. I mean, the hair, those eyes, the way your lips make a perfect smile. I swear I've seen you before, like in a dream."
Oh, no.
"Or a movie. For the love of God, reply, so at least I know you're real. Hashtag desperate. Hashtag okay, stupid."
Wow. Is that what it's like?
It's either just one word, like, "Hey.
Sup." Is that what they
say? Oh, it's like, or like, "Hi, babe. Hi, cutie." And it's like really bland.
Mm.
Or it's, a massive spiel that doesn't...
About you being a movie star or from their
dreams. And look, I can understand. I'm super babe. But
are you smiling in your picture?
I don't think I am. I'll try and find it.
Your perfect smile.
You know what? I'm not even smiling. I'm making a really I'm making that face.
Oh, it's like, the face, I'm just going to describe it to the listener.
Yeah.
It's like, fingers or like hand kind of on head and then like making eyes at a disgusting thing in the corner of the room.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you were to lean your head on your hand really fed up and just make that noise that's like...
Do you know what it is? How do I deal?
That's
exactly what it is.
And I don't know why I'm projecting that into the, like, world of singledom. I already am fed up with anyone who's never even talked to me before. But, I've had a few little, like, ones.
A few niggles?
So that's exciting. But, I mean, it is interesting. I don't know whether to, like, divulge straight up and just be like, "Hello, I'm in love with someone else. I'm also a Scorpio. What's your favourite food?"
I don't know. I'm not really talking from experience here because I haven't really, like, been around the dating websites. Like, I don't know. Or have... Anyway, I think going on a date could be a good idea. Just as a minor distraction.
Yeah.
Or going on a few dates or whatever. I think that actually is a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think I've tried to pick up a hobby, which you mentioned at the top, which is hula hooping.
Uh-huh.
I've started classes there.
Like, how many classes have you done?
I've only done two, but I've learned a new trick I'll have to show you after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Ella's done two classes, I've done none, and I'm fucking amazing at it.
I was practicing hooping outside my house, and Jade come up to visit me, and I was like, "Oh, here's these tricks." And she was like, "Oh, I'll have a go at them." And ended up doing it better than me, who paid a professional to teach me in a class. Thanks, bitch.
But, I'm so excited about my new hula hooping life. I don't know. Yeah.
So exciting. Let's run away and join the circus.
Yes.
Distraction isn't, like, key. You do have to make peace with yourself and...
Well, like, it's, I mean, it, it's like, helpful. It is distraction, but, I mean, it's still something that you're doing with your life.
Yeah.
It's not, like, distraction by, like, fucking... shooting up heroin.
Yeah.
You know, well, and, like, I'm not saying that that's not, like...
A
not
distraction.
Something that you could do with your life because, it, like, that's fine too. But, like, it's like, doing something and it's fun and it's, like, a skill. You know, it's all really good stuff.
Yeah. And I think day-to-day, when you think about it, it's not... Day-to-day stuff, because you're still busy, I don't think about it all the time now.
Yeah, yeah.
I did have, like, a weird, like, 4-second cry yesterday.
Ooh.
Out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was because we'd sent to each other, this is going to be a mutual silence, essentially.
Yeah.
You're not talking to each other again. Yeah. See you on the other side. And I was just kind of like, it was like a mini breakup again, almost.
Mm.
And I think that's, my heart just did a weird, like pain and I had like about 4 seconds of tears and then I was like, "All right, enough, like, stop it.
Yeah,
this is insane."
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question.
Okay, so you said that, like, it's been, well, yeah, I guess we discussed, like, you know, week 3 we were feeling good, like even week 4 maybe, but like it's gotten a bit harder for you.
Mm.
Do you think it has anything to do with because you said in the last pod that you and your mum went to see a psychic, and this psychic said that, like, "Oh, no, this is ridiculous. Like, you're getting back together." And I think she said she gave it like a 6-week time frame. Do you think, has that got anything to do with you like feeling extended badness?
Maybe. I think, yeah, it was a bit ridiculous. Like, I don't think I 100% believed in this whole psychic thing.
No, but it was like, it was in the back of my mind. So yeah. I can only imagine it was in the back of yours.
Well, maybe not in the back. I'd written it in my calendar at the 6-week mark and had a notification. Mm-hmm. It was like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But it had just crept up on me as well. Like, it doesn't feel like it was 6 weeks in total.
Mm.
But I suppose it did a little bit. I did think it was, yeah. I'm not sure what's happening. I just think, like, in a kind of I'm going to call it a sober state of mind now.
Yeah.
Because it's not, like, heightened or anything.
Yep.
That I think I just reflected and went, like, what do I want? And the answer was like straight away, like, oh, to be with him.
Mm.
And it was like, well, that's not an option. I just think if we had broken up where we...
Sorry, I just made sure it's recording quickly. It looked a funny colour.
It is red for some reason, but I think that's okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Hello!
I'm leaving all of this in. Yeah, so, I think if we'd had a... I just almost wanted him to, like, I wanted him to be like, I hate you.
Yeah, okay.
And make it a lot easier than, like, the reason we broke up was not because... Or stopped dating. Didn't even get a chance to, like, be together, probably, I don't think.
Yeah.
I just wish that, yeah, maybe it was, like, a little bit more... Because as long as he's saying, like, oh, you know, I'm still thinking of you, can't even like my Instagram photos because it makes me think of you and miss you and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
As long as he's saying stuff like that, then I'm like, well, duh, why aren't we together?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's actually insane. Can we please sort this out?
Yeah.
And our mutual friend can stop being a butthead about this whole situation.
Yeah, totally.
Making lives difficult.
Mm.
But, you know, it's out of my control, so I probably need to accept it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard. I think I've done a lot of self-discovery in the last few weeks.
Do you have a revelation?
I do have a revelation. No, well, I was just thinking, and, like I'm going to run this by you because I haven't, like, I think I have a lot of love to give. Is that fair to
correct.
Say? Okay. So I think I gave Quiet long hair. All of that love.
Mm-hmm.
I think I gave him, like, all of my good and all of my bad. Like, he got everything. All of my bad stuff was, like, fucking, you know, just, like, lumped on him. And that's, like, I fucking, you know, that's so bad for him and it was so bad for me. And I've, like, really realised in the last few weeks, like, wow, I really, like, spread myself really thin in other areas of my life. Like, every other area of my life. Because I poured myself into that relationship and I've just like had this realization. I'm like, that was so fucking unhealthy and that was so unfair to him and unfair to myself and unfair to everyone else in my life.
Yeah.
I like, didn't have time for really. So well,
yeah, I think that like,
yeah,
we've definitely seen a lot more of each other since it's happened. Not that that's like a good, oh, it is a good thing. I always like seeing you.
Yeah.
But like, I never felt like you were... That, you know how you always have that one friend who you can't see because they're having dinner at their in-laws or whatever.
Yeah.
It was never like that, but I think that, yeah, if you're in such a kind of dedicated relationship and they're like your whole support network and no one else is, that it would be really difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, yeah, it's definitely shown me that, like, I mean, I always knew that I had amazing friends and family. Like, I've never doubted that, but it's really, I guess because it's taken that main support network away, Quiet long hair, and I have had to sort of like, I guess, like more depend on others. Yeah, I think it's made me realize like how lucky I am and like how good of a support network I have around me.
Yeah.
So that's been awesome. My dog has just come in from eating her bone and I'm so scared she's going to be loud.
It's all right. She's not that loud.
If you hear noises, that's the little dog.
It's a little daisy.
It does a smidge.
It does a smidge.
Little dog. Smidge.
Different language for when you speak to Daisy. Does he smidge?
Does he love to me? In my mind, why I love to me?
But yeah, so I think that the whole, I don't know, the summary of kind of like where we're at this point, because this was kind of a part two, is that it doesn't seem to get easier
yet,
but it is more dealable, I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you still feel like when so I'm not thinking about it all the time, but when I do reflect on it, it's still hard.
Okay, yeah.
Which is different to at the start where every quiet moment in my head was filled up with him.
Yeah.
So obviously still dealing and whatever, but like, I don't know, I think we're tough as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's been some really like weak moments for me. But yeah, I think overall we're tough. We're tough as nails, girl.
Flawless. I just felt like I need to put some Beyonce something in there.
Beyonce.
I woke up like this.
Yeah, cool. And that's all the cues we have. Yeah.
We just had the one cue. But if you guys have cues, also, the top two potties were about breakups because we'd gone through them, but we'll kind of work our way around questions and things that you guys chuck in. Suggestions, questions, whatever, and make it kind of tailored to the audience so you guys actually like hearing what you're, what you're hearing. Right. Anyway, Facebook, how do I deal? You can message us, inbox us if you want it to be private, chuck it on the page if you don't.
Oh yeah, it'll always be anonymous and we'll like think of some like just umbrella name that everyone can have.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve. Right.
We've got a question from Steve.
Again.
Steve, please. I've told you how. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Catch you on the flip side, little babes.
Bye.
Bye. Well, hey there. How do I get in contact with those How Do I Deal girls?
You can email us at howdoideal@gmail.com or hit us up on Facebook at howdoideal.
Bye! Bye.